Hello and welcome to the Power Life Podcast. I'm your host, Sabine Schöpke, serial entrepreneur, philanthropist, iron sister, and badass manifester. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of gelato with a shot of whiskey, fueling your week with empowering and exciting insights into your mind to help you create massive success in your life. So let's dig in. Let's talk mindset, manifestation, and money. Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Power Life. You know, there's been a lot of challenging situations for me in the last couple of months, from, you know, giving up all of my LA life to relocating to Germany on my own. It's been equally challenging as it has been exciting. And yes, I do have moments, my moments. I cry. I sit there and cry because I feel alone. I miss my life partner. I miss my son. I miss my friends. And I miss the familiar, the ease of the familiar. Just knowing my way around life. Little things, you know, that don't seem like a big deal. Like opening up a bank account or registering a car in a foreign country can get pretty challenging. But the interesting part is that I still equally love the decision I made last year to take off, get rid of everything, and explore this world. And I have met other people along the way who were doing the same thing and who've already made a U-turn and went back home. So I thought about this in the last couple of weeks. I thought, am I crazy to keep doing this? Life could be a lot easier. So what's the difference? Why am I still in love with my decision despite the challenges, the loneliness? What is it? And this is what I want to talk about today. You are most likely not in the same situation that I am, but we all encounter challenges and problems, and how do some people navigate them so differently than others? I think that some people have the capability to be in love with their lives, even when it's not all rainbow and butterflies. And after thinking about this for a while, I realized there are three reasons that prevent us from being in love with something that's not perfect and that's not good. The first reason is because we get caught up in our own thinking. Our thoughts get in the way of loving something. The thing is, there's really only two basic emotions, and anybody who has listened to me to any of my previous episodes heard me talk about it. There's really only love and there's fear. And in this case, our emotions of fear get in the way of being in love with our life. We are afraid of what could possibly be in the future. What could go wrong? How can we fail? And these things scare us and make us feel uncomfortable. I could be worried about all kinds of things. I'm alone. Will I be alone forever? Will I lose my partner over this? What will I do with the rest of my life? Where will my life take me professionally and personally? Is my son okay without me? Do I feel guilty about not being closer to him? Will I run out of money? I mean, all of those thoughts are scary and they make us feel uncomfortable. I totally understand because obviously I do have these thoughts. They're there. The other thing is, we think that falling in love with something that happens to us is not possible because we only fall in love with things that are good. We can't choose falling in love. That's what we think. And I'll get back to that. And the third one is that we think that we can't love something that's not good because then it won't go away. So, for example, what if I embrace, love my current solitude? What if I wholeheartedly give myself permission to enjoy my alone time? And honestly, what I think is then I think, oh my God, then it will be like this forever. And I don't want it to be like this forever. I can enjoy it now, but I don't want this to last like this. And to share more of what's going on in my head is that I have actually imagined myself dying as a crazy cat lady without anybody else around but cats. So you can see how we can scare ourselves into thinking that we should hate it in order for it to change. Like, don't fall in love with something and then it's going to stay like this forever. Now, let's address and unpack all three of these myths, because that's what they actually are. They're myths, nothing but myths. Number one, letting our thoughts get the upper hand and letting them scare the crap out of us has helped nobody. We know this at this point in our lives, right? Isn't it true that everything works better and easier when we're in love? For myself, I can say I'm more resilient. I have more energy. My creative juices are flowing. And I'm a much better problem solver. The truth is, we don't have control over our thoughts. Those crazy doomsday thoughts, they will come and go no matter what. We have no control over that. But we can learn to master those thoughts. So why don't we? That's where number two comes in. We don't just need to fall in love. We can actually choose to love something or somebody. Realizing that with everything in life, we hold the power to choose. I think this is one of the most important and life-changing realizations we can possibly have. And I talked about this a couple of episodes ago. So go back and listen to that one, what it means to choose and the power that lays in choosing. You choose how you want to feel about anything. Feeling differently about something is just a single thought away, and you can choose that. Your responsibility. Because thoughts don't create our reality, but how we choose to feel about it creates our reality. So you can choose whether you love or hate something. And number three, thinking that we have to hate something in order for it to change is simply false. Because you can love it and accept it as it is in this moment. And because of that, it will actually begin to change. But when you're focused on the pushing and the pulling, you will feel stuck. I am sure all of you guys are familiar with the saying, what we resist persists. So the opposite is true as well. When we embrace it and allow it to flow, it will flow and change and will evolve. Because life is meant to evolve and change. It always does. Nothing ever stays the same. So allow yourself to feel the feelings of love for life, for the good, the bad, and the freaking ugly. And if you have a hard time with that because it seems totally counterintuitive to you, I get it. Because you're just so used to not loving things that you don't like. I want you to start practicing with small things. Just like with working out, we don't start with 100-pound dumbbells. We start with 3 pounds and we flex that muscle over and over and then go up in weight. And if you need to jumpstart those warm, fuzzy feelings of love, think of something or somebody you love. Then let go of the thought and just bathe in that beautiful feeling. Allow yourself to be in that feeling and play with it. So, this week, when your thoughts get in the way, do this little exercise. Flex your power of choosing your feelings. Don't let your thoughts dictate how you feel about life or anything. They're just thoughts. You're the boss, the screenwriter of your life. Let your feelings open you up to beautiful, limitless possibilities. A life filled with love and joy. It's an amazing life. And if you love it unconditionally, it will evolve into something even more amazing. So, with that in mind, I wish you all an amazing week filled with lots of love and joy. Take care. And that's a wrap for today's episode. I hope you had as much fun listening as I did recording. I would love to hear from you, so drop me a line. Oh yeah, and don't forget to subscribe and share it with your friends. Until next time, be curious, kick some ass, and may your explorations bring you joy. Talk with you soon.